Detroit Tiger Baseball.
And it's winner take all of the American League in this fifth and final game. Matty Alou steps in, all set to work again. Woody Fryman, all set to describe the pitch. Ernie Harwell.
Thank you, Ray. There's a strike. We're underway. Got a fastball over on Matty Alou. Matty has seven hits in the series. That's the most of any player. Left-hand batter, feet close together. Strike one, the count on him. The left-hander Fryman delivers. It's a wide one on a curve, 1-1 on leadoff man Matty Alou. Maxwell and Rudy will follow. Cloudy skies, the lights are on, it's cool and windy at Tiger Stadium. Here's Fryman's kick and delivery, swing and a foul on the screen. Well, Fryman has often said that the first couple of innings are his toughest obstacles. He's got to get by those to smooth out his pitching performance. Looking in now to get his side from freehand. The big left-hander kicks and delivers. Here's a bounding ball to shortstop. McCulloch has it. Throw to Cash. Got him by half a step. One away. A hard one hopper to the right of McCulloch. He went over, gloved it, and fired to Cash in time to get the beat Matty Alou. Dal Maxwell, former National Leaguer, stepping in now to face Woody Fryman. Maxwell subbing for the injured and suspended shortstop Campanaris. Batting 250, one hit in four trips. Right-hand batter against the left-hander Fryman. The pitch is a ball outside. He missed the far corner. Rodriguez laying in a little close at third base. The shortstop McCulloch in normal depth. Taylor at second. Cash at first base. He's in close. Now the 1-0 delivery. Cut and a tip foul to the middle freehand. 1-1 the count. In the outfield for the Tigers, it's Sims. In left, Northrop in center, Kaline in right. Freehand catching and Fryman on the mound. Here's a pitch. Swing, there's a fly ball to left field. Sims is going back to his right. His air makes the catch. Two down. Two out, nobody on. Here's Joe Rudy. Right-hand batting outfielder. Batting 313 in the playoff series. 5-16. Reggie Jackson comes out on the on-deck circle. Nobody had to tell these two teams this was a big game. They're ready. Each side. Two out, nobody on. Rudy steps in. Close stand set of the outfield straight up on him. Fryman kicks and delivers. It's a ball in too close. He jammed him. About letter high. Ball one. Breeze would hold up a ball hit in the air to left field. Especially if it were a high one. Now the 1-0 pitch to Rudy. Slow curve hangs outside. 2-0 to count on Joe. We're just underway at Tiger Stadium. No score, first inning. Fryman is retired. Matty Alou and Dal Maxwell. On a bounce too short on the fly to left. Now the batter, Rudy, with a 2-0 count on him. Here's the motion by Woody and the pitch on the way. Rudy swings and misses. Like a breaking ball toward the outside of the plate. 2-1 the count on Joe Rudy. Adair, first base coach, Herb Noren coaching at third for the A's. Here's the pitch by Fryman. Rudy swings and fouls it away upstairs. 2-2 to count on him. Nestor Shylock is the plate umpire this afternoon. Rice, Barnett, and Flaherty out on the bases down the foul lines of France and left. Ben Kinger is the umpire in the right field area. Now, Rudy, back of the batter's box to wait on a 2-2 delivery with two out and nobody on. A scoreless first inning. Oakland batting against Woody Fryman. Here's the windup. Here's the pitch. He takes the ball high. Fastball, 3-2 the count. Again, getting the word from the press box now that the temperature reading is 50 degrees. Off the back of the mound for a moment. Rudy steps out of the batter's box. Now he looks him over carefully. Two out, nobody on. Here's the pitch. He swings and there's a roller hit foul down toward third base. Still a 3-2 count on Rudy. Well, folks are still coming in. We're going to have a full house here in this ballpark. Hey, we've not only got two Tigers, but we got two little Tigers trailing them now. Those two Tigers in the suit that are out in Oakland are here, and there are two little ones behind them right now. Full count pitch coming up to Rudy. Here it is. He takes the strike, took it off. Side retired. He's protesting the talent, but the side is out on the call third strike. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. At the end of a half inning, Oakland, nothing, Detroit coming to bat. Tigers coming to bat now after Freiman set the Oakland team down 1-2-3. They'll be facing the right-hand pitching of Odom. Odom with a good sinker, a good fastball. He's got a large variety of pitches, and he's tuning up now, ready to face McCullough. I'd like to say happy birthday to John Bandy of WGPR, celebrating a birthday today, and also send greetings to Mrs. Minnie Davis of Detroit, a great Tiger fan for many, many years. And Mr. Odom had a bone chip operation a couple of winters ago, and says that he has become a new type pitcher since that time. He used to just fog the ball through, throw very hard. Now he says he's become a pitcher in the true sense of the word and not a thrower as he once was. A little more finesse, in other words. It'll be McAuliffe, Kaline, and Sims to start him off here in the Tiger first inning after Freiman set him down 1-2-3 in the Oakland first. So here's a hand for McAuliffe, who's had a good series. Three hits to 16. He's had a home run and an RBI. And subbing for the injured Eddie Brinkman. We want to tell Ed how much we miss him and wish him the best in his operation. I believe that's tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing him again in the spring training. That time called, Odom and Bando having a little confab out near the mound. Shylock comes out to look at Odom's glove, and now they're bringing the coach, the pitching coach, Wes Stock out. Maybe a piece of tape there, Ray, is something they've got to cut off. Anyway, Wes used the scissors and did the operation. That's an unusual situation. Wes Stock, he started coaching at the Milwaukee club and finishes the season with the Oakland A's. Now, there's McCullough to lead off for the Tigers. Blue Moon on him, ready to go to work. The right-handed native of Macon, Georgia. Blue Moon ready into action now. And here's the pitch. McCullough takes the strike. Ball, letter high, looking all the way at that one. He'll be followed by Kaline and then Sims. No score in the last half of the first inning at Tiger Stadium. Bounding ball hit wide at first and super hit on the corner. And ground single right, fielded by Alou. He busts the throw back to Epstein and Mack holds it first for the lead-out single. The ball hit just hard enough to get through the infield between Green and Epstein and on to the right. It'll bring the bat out, Kaline. And the Tigers with a man on and nobody down. Kaline with 5-for-15. He has more hits in this playoff series than any other Tiger. Shut out the Tigers. The first game he pitched against them in the playoff series. Now he lobs one over to first base. Back in time is Mack. Kaline digging into the plate. Epstein holding on the base with McCullough. No score first inning. There's a fastball outside. Kaline making a move as if he might bunt the ball. Didn't offer on the pitch. Mando was ready to charge in from third. Dunham checks his sign with Gene Tennis, his catcher. The outfield is straight away on K-line, infield halfway up. Set by Blue Moon. The pitch is a ball outside. Again, he was ready to bunt. Didn't offer. 2-0. McCarter was saying before the game that he thought the Tigers, as batters made mistakes against Bolden the last time out. They swung at some pitches they should not have swung at. A little bit over-anxious. He said if we can make him pitch and bring the ball up, not let him keep it down on us all the time, we'll have a good shot at it. Now the set by Blue Moon. He fires one over the first, and Mack is back standing. What a great sight here to look out and see this jam-packed Tiger Stadium. Final game of the year in the American League. Here's the pitch. He swings it as a high foul. Back a third base. It'll be well out of play. Bando going over, but it's drifting into the seats. Upstairs. And a man in the front row from Midland, Michigan got that one. Two and one, the count on K-line. He had the green light to go on that one, figuring that maybe a fat pitch would come in there and he'd hit one out of here. You can hear the crowd in the background here at Tiger Stadium, set by the right-hander Oldham. McCarter edging off the bag at first. The pitch to K-line swung on. There's another foul. This one over on the third base side. Bando watching it, and it too drifts into the seats. Almost the same spot. 2-2, the count on K-line. Well, what a job the schedule maker did this year. Brought the Tigers down to that last series of the Boston Red Sox in the regular campaign. And here we are in the final game of the championship playoff series. All tied, two victories apiece. And it all riding on one victory. 2-2, the count on K-line. Odom ready to go to work. Throws a soft one over into Dirk Epstein, but he gloves it. And McCarter back easily. That's twice that Odom has thrown sort of an Ephus ball over there on the pickoff attempt. Now the set by Blue Moon, the right-hander delivers. K-line swings and misses. He got him on a breaking ball. Toward the outside, a little bit up. So there's one on and one away, and the Duke coming to bat. You can hear his fans yelling at him, saying Duke, Duke, in the background as he steps up. Sims hitting 273 in the championship series. Three hits, and all three have been extra bases. Two doubles and a three-bagger for the Duke. Frank Howard back on the coaching lines in the absence of Dick Trzuski, Frank coaching at first base. Schultz is coaching at third. There's a fastball outside. We regret to report that Dick's dad passed away. He went home. His father was in a coma. And the elder, Krzyzewski, passed away. Sims the batter now with a ball one count on him. That first one was high and wide from Blue Moon Odom. Now the set by John Odom. And he fires a quick one over to Epstein. McCarter back in time. Sometimes the pitcher will throw a lob over there and then, figuring that the batter will time himself on that lob, gun the ball over and maybe catch him off. But Mack got back on time. And the count is still ball one on Sims. No score, first inning at Tiger Stadium. The Duke takes the ball outside. 2-0. So the last two batters, Odom's been behind on. McCullough touched him for a leadoff single. After Fryman had set down the Oakland team 1-2-3 in their opening inning. Cool and breezy here at the ballpark today, and we wait on a 2-0 pitch to Sims. He takes a wide one. That was a breaking ball. Didn't find the plate. 3-0 to Colin Maduke. Shortstop Maxwell backing up a little bit now, going to his left, trying to cut out that gap up the middle. McCarter blowing on his hands, moves off the bag a little bit at first base. Here's the set. The pitch is on the way. He takes a walk. Ball four. Well, the Tigers have two on and one away, and the batter will be Bill Freehand. The single by McAuliffe, a strikeout of Kaline, a walk to Sims. Dennis goes out to the mound to yell something to his pitcher, and in steps Freehand. Bill's had a good series, 3-for-8, including a double and a home run. He has 2 RBIs. No Tiger has hit him more than 2 runs. Still wearing a bandage on his injured thumb, he says that there's no splint there, but the adhesive is a very hard adhesive. He says that I don't know whether it does much good or not, but it says it doesn't hurt anything. He's right up on top of the plate, waiting on the right-hander Odom. 2 men on, 1 man out, no score. Freehand takes a breaking ball high. Ball one. Tiger's trying to get started early here. Last half of the first inning. Sims at first, McAuliffe at second base. Big Breeze continues to blow in from left field now. Odom checks his sign with Tennis. And the right-hander holds the set at the belt. Freehand waits. Here it comes. He takes the ball. Oh, it gets by Tennis. The runners will move up. McAuliffe takes third. Sims goes to second. We'll check the scorer's decision on that one. It is scored as a passed ball. Charged a passed ball to catcher Tennis. Allowing McAuliffe to move to third. And Sims to second. Now, conference on the mound. Let's pause briefly for station identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network.
This is WJR Detroit.
Impressive savings on furniture are yours right now in every one of the 12 Art Van furniture stores during their autumn action sale. And immediate free delivery is included. Dick Williams out there to settle his pitcher down a little bit now. Freehand the batter. 2 balls and no strikes to count on Bill. Joe Schultz coming over to say a word of hint to him between third base and home. The next Tiger batter will be Norman Cash. Well, the conference still ensues out on the mound, and Mr. Shalak comes out to try to break it up. Is talking with Odom almost entirely, and maybe a word or two to Tennis. Now the conference has been concluded, and Dick walks back to the Oakland bench. Williams, you remember, was manager of the Boston Red Sox, and that team edged the Tigers in the pennant race of 67. Now the infield's going to pull in closer. On freehand, with runners at second and third, they'll be up a little more on the right side than on the left. The 2-0 delivery to Bill. He swings and fouls it away into the Tiger dugout. 2 balls and 1 strike. McAuliffe on at third. Sims on at second. The game's first threat. The Tigers in a scoreless deadlock in the first inning, trying to get somebody home early. Freehand digging in at the plate. 2-1 the count on him now. Odom gets his sign. Here's the windup and the pitch. He swings a tapper, hit to short. Maxwell has it. He'll go to first base for the out. Run scores. McAuliffe comes home. Sims stays at second. And the Tigers lead 1-0 over Oakland. It'll be an RBI for Freehand on the bounding ball to short. McAuliffe was able to cross the plate, and Sims stayed at second base. Now the Tigers take the early lead, 1-0 in the first inning. Here's Stormer Norman Cash stepping up now with 2 out and 1 on. Tissue paper thrown from the bleachers now. Time is called. They'll have to get the paper off the outfield. And Shalak coming out to talk with Odom for a moment. And the ground crew going out to do a little policing of the grounds. Stages here. Looks as if Odom is not as sharp in his control as he was the last time.
Almost trying to overwork his pitches, overworking by not being free and easy as we saw him out of the open at a couple of instances, even when he threw over to first base. It almost was like he was throwing a changeup over there, but working to the plate. on some of the hitters, he did not have that good, free, easy John Odom motion. And it was quite evident, I believe, on the fastball. He just was so tight, especially to Sims, he didn't even come close to the strike zone on the first couple of pitches. He was way outside. He wasn't even getting close. And he was trying to work Duke to the outside part of the plate, but he was just very, very wide. I think that was one of the main purposes that Williams went out and talked for so long, trying to relax his pitcher out there and get he and Dennis to calm down just a little bit.
Well, Norman Cash will be the batter now. The ground crew has policed the area. Field has been cleared. There goes a frisbee out there, but they probably won't bother too much about that. Cash stepping in to face Blue Moon Odom. 1-0. Tigers lead first inning. Two out of man at second. There's a fastball high for ball on Stormer Norman. Cash batting 273. Now the set by Odom. They look to second. He delivers. Cash takes a fastball. Oh, 2-0 to count on him. Detroit got around a single by McAuliffe, a walk to Sims, a pass ball charged to Tennis, and a bounce out to short by Freehand. 1-0 Tigers. Strike call. Fastball poured over by Blue Moon Odom. 2-1 the count on Cash. Jim Northrup waiting at the on-deck circle. Now Sims trying to get a lead down off second base. The outfield is pulled around to right on Cash. Odom sets, delivers, Cash takes the ball outside. 3-1, the count on him now. Fingers beginning to loosen up in the Oakland bullpen, the right-hander. Been such a good reliever for Dick Williams all season. Now Odom to the set position, the 3-1 pitch to Cash. He swings as a fly ball to right, coming hard as Alou, and he makes the catch for the out. That one hung up enough for Matty Alou to get under it and put it away for the final out. One run, one hit. No errors. One man left. At the end of one, Detroit 1, Oakland nothing. Thing going into the Oakland second inning, Reggie Jackson will lead off against the Tiger left-hander Woody Freeman. Then it'll be Sal Bando and Mike Epstein. It's the middle three in Oakland's batting order. Batting 278. 5 hits and 18 trips. He has 2 RBIs. He and DeLu have the most RBIs along with Rudy on the Oakland team. Each one 2 apiece. So here's the Arizona State product, Reggie Jackson. Left-hand batter against Woody Freeman. And Reggie takes the ball low. Ball 1. 1-0. Tigers lead Oakland second inning. Final game of the playoff series. 2 victories apiece for each club. Rodriguez very wide of the bag at third, almost over to the hole at shortstop. McAuliffe to his left towards second at short. Jackson takes a breaking ball wide at 2-0 to count on Reggie. Bando waiting at the on-deck circle. A large and enthusiastic crowd here at Tiger Stadium on a breezy afternoon in October. Tigers lead them 1-0. Here's a pitch. Jackson takes the ball high. 3-0 to count on Reggie Jackson. Up by Woody Freeman, he delivers, and it's a ball low. He walked him. There's the first runner for Oakland. Jackson opens the second with the base on ball. Sal Bando, who grew up around the Cleveland area, ready to step in. He's the captain of the Oakland team. 3 hits for 17 in this series. Rocky right-hand batter. The infield is in double play depth on him. The outfield straight up. Cash will hold on the bag with Reggie Jackson at first base. And the next man to bat will be Mike Epstein. Tigers lead the A's. 1-0 in the second inning. Bando fouls it on the screen. kicked the ball down on the handle of the bat and didn't get much wood on it. Strike one, the count on Sal. The lights have been on ever since before game time. Looks as if the overcast is about to break up a little bit. Reggie Jackson edging off the bag a little bit. Cash still over there with him. Now, Fryman taking more time. He gets his sign set on the mound. But it is. It's a ball outside on Bando, 1-1. Bando stands deep in the batter's box and spreads out. Here's the set now by Fryman. He delivers 1-1. Sal swings and misses. Jackson goes throw to second, not in time. He has a stolen base. Tony Taylor covering. The throw, not in time. It was a pretty good jump that Jackson got on the pitcher, Fryman. And freehand's throw is a little bit to the shortstop side of second. So Jackson gets a steal. That's the fifth stolen base in the series for Oakland. The Tigers don't have any. Oakland's been caught stealing twice. It's the first steal for Reggie. So a walk and a stolen base, and Oakland has set up a scoring situation. Bando waits on a 1-2 pitch now from the Tiger left-hander, Woody Fryman. And here it comes. He swings as a fly ball to right. K-line, the glove side is there, makes the catch. Tagged by Jackson. He heads to third as the throw cut off by Taylor at second, and Reggie slides head first safely into third base. Oh, they've got a man at third now with one away. And the batter will be Epstein. Well, this is what they used to call a Chicago White Sox situation.
Great
base on ball, stolen base with a fly ball. You got a man on third.
Great effort by Bando there, Aaron. He could have tried to hit maybe to his power to left or left center, but he did not. He gave himself up going with that pitch on the outside and moving that runner from second to third with a good hit to right field.
Well, that puts a little pressure on the Tigers and on Mr. Woody Fryman now with Epstein up, a man at third base. The first scoring opportunity. Well, the A's have seen so far in the ball game. Tigers lead them 1-0 in the second. Jackson coming down line slightly at third base. The wind-up by Woody. The pitch to Epstein is a strike. The left-hand batter took a fastball across. Batting 231. He cuts and fouls it away back at the plate. That time a fastball. He just nicked it into foul territory behind the plate. Epstein has three hits, one of them a home run. The home run yesterday. 1-0. The Tigers lead him. It's the second inning. Oakland threatening. They've got a man at third, Jackson, one man down, but Fryman has gotten two quick strikes on Mike Epstein. The left-hand batting first sacker. Tennis waits on deck for Oakland. Here's the windup by Woody. The pitch. Epstein takes the ball high. That was Woody's fastball. He barely missed the target. Epstein spreading out, digging into the plate. Jackson coming down the line just slightly, keeping his eye on Fryman, who works out of a windup. Here's the pitch by Woody. Epstein is hit by the pitch. They've got him on the hand. And he'll go to first base. An inside fastball, and it hit him on the hand. I'm not sure which one. Dick Williams is coming out to take a look. Tennis is over there. And also the Oakland trainer's there, Joe Romo. He's holding one hand with the other, so it's hard to tell which one is hit. I believe they're working on the right hand. Epstein is kneeling right here between the plate and the on-deck circle. And trainer Joe Romo working on him now. Williams overseeing the situation. That's the Shalak there, too. What was it, Ray? Close inside fastball, wasn't it?
Fastball was in close, trying to move him back. And I imagine Woody thinking that maybe he'd come back to the breaking pitch, but was just in too close. Mike tried to get out of the way because he was staying in as long as he could to make sure it wouldn't bend on him. Bend away in the strike zone, but definitely as he tried to get out of the way of it, his hand coming up and got nicked by the pitch.
Now that'll put runners on first and third now, and Cash will hold on the bag with Epstein. He's talking to Adair right now, Epstein is, and stepping in is Tennis. Steamboat, they call him. Steamboat Tennis, the catcher, who finished the game yesterday in the infield. He's a one-time infielder. Tennis 0 for 14 in the series. Right-hand batter swings and taps a foul out of play over toward the Tiger dugout, a little bit past it. Strike one, the count on him. And after Tennis, it'll be Dick Green. Well, the A's have Jackson at third. They've got Epstein at first base. The Tigers lead them in the second inning, 1-0. Tigers playing their infield in double play depth. Now the set by the big left-hander, Fryman. He kicks and delivers. Tennis takes the ball outside. 1-1. Jackson on third, Epstein at first base. Now Woody Fryman to the set position, kicks into the dish. Here's a high foul off a third. Rodriguez coming over near the seats and may have room. He reaches in. Did he get it? Nope, I don't think he did. A couple of rows in too far, and Aurelio made a diving effort for it, but he couldn't come up with it. John Flaherty raced over third base to see whether he'd held the ball or not, and he had not. Well, that one just out of play by a couple of feet. 1-2, the count on Tennis. Into the set position, delivers, and Tennis hits a foul ball on the ground down past third base. Hit that ball down on the handle of the bat. Looked like a breaking pitch in close on him. Tigers got around the opening inning. They scored on a single by McCullough. After K-Line struck out, Sims walked. Mack went to second. Then each moved up on a fast ball. And McCullough came home on a bounce out to short off the bat of Bill Freehand. But now the A's are threatening in their second inning. They've got runners at first and third and one away. Fryman ready, delivers. Tennis takes a strike. He struck it out. A breaking pitch, letter high, hit the outside corner. He's called out on strike. Second strikeout for Woody Fryman. And the batter will be Dick Green. Coming in to talk to his old Philly teammate, Woody Fryman. Green, a stocky right-hand hitting infielder. He has one hit in four trips. Green generally is the starting second baseman in the order of things at Oakland. And he'll be batted for often early in the game. His only hit in the series is a double. Outfield is straight up on Green, and he steps out as Fryman was taking a little bit too much time to suit him. Tigers in the lead over the A's, 1-0, second inning. The A's still threaten. They've got two men on and two away. Green takes a strike by Woody, fastball over. Now he steps away from the plate for a moment. The next batter will be the pitcher, Odom. Left-hander Fryman ready to go to work. Epstein goes. The pitcher's taking the throw into second to Taylor. Back to freehand, and he fires. He's safe. The ballgame fired. Jackson is safe, and he is hurt as the A's work the double steal. Jackson is hurt. He's on his back. Epstein is safe at second, and the run scored. As freehand threw into Taylor, the second baseman cut in front of the bag, fired it back to Bill, but not in time, and Oakland has tied the game at 1-1. Jackson is now lying on his back in the right-hand batter's box. And Joe Romo, the trainer for Oakland, out again. He's already been a very busy man. He was out to treat Epstein, and now it's Jackson. And Ray, this time it seems to be the left leg or the left knee.
Hey, he's working up and behind the thigh area of the left leg. And Reggie laying flat on his back as trainer Romo continues to work on that left leg. Coming in very hard at the plate, Reggie that time, and looked almost like he was undecided how he was going to slide in, whether he was going to go to the infield side of home plate or try to slide away from freehand. Then finally committed himself and came in very hard, and whether he caught his spikes a little bit and jammed the leg back up into the hip area, I don't know. But Romo continues to work on him. Now Romo and Williams helping Jackson to his feet. He's right at the home plate area, but definitely on the left side. That's causing Reggie some problems. And limping very badly as he moves away from the home plate area. The double steal works for the A's, and they tie the ball game at 1-1.
And they score that run without a hit. A walk, a steal at second, a fly ball to right, got a man to third. The next team was hit by a pitch, and after Tennis took a called third strike with a second out, they flashed the sign for the double steal, and it worked for them, and they scored a run. Very gingerly, Jackson is walking off the field, and unless he shows a great deal of improvement, I don't think he'll be back in the lineup. Now he seems to be walking a little bit better, aided by the manager and the trainer. And Green, the batter with a count of 1-1 on him, ready to step back in. So Epstein is at second, and we've got a tie game at 1-1 in the second inning here at Tiger Stadium. Jackson being helped into the dugout now by his teammates. And Freehan wants to go out and talk to Woody Freiman. Attack of the A's gets them a tie right here at this stage of the game. 1-1 in the second inning. They've got Epstein at second of the count on Dick Green. One ball and one strike. Woody Freiman checks his time with Bill Freehan. The outfield is straight up on Green. The infield playing back now with a man at second and two away. Green swings and misses on a breaking ball. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. The set by Woody, the pitch is tapped back toward Freiman. He gloves it. Here's a toss to Cash in time, and the side retires. Green is out. Pitcher to first. One run. No hits. Now, there were no errors. One man left. And at the end of an inning and a half, it's Oakland 1, Detroit 1. Hendrick goes into center field now, replacing Jackson, the original center fielder who injured himself scoring the tying run there in the first half of the second inning. This is George Hendrick. Lanky right-hand hitting outfielder. And he's replacing Reggie Jackson in center field. Well, the Tiger hero of yesterday who drove in the run that won the ball game in that 10-inning thriller, Jim Norton, will step up against Blue Moon Odom. 1-1 tie. Of hitting 250, has three hits and 12 trips, and one RBI in the big one. We've got a 1-1 deadlock. Northrop waiting on Odom's delivery. Here it comes. He swings and fouls it away. It'll be back upstairs and out of play. One hit in the game, and there have been two runs, one on each glove, and that hit was a single. Here's the pitch. Northrop swings at a bounding foul ball. Hits down toward the Tiger dugout in the far corner. Strike two. Well, it's been a great baseball season. Great baseball town, Detroit, is evidenced by this tremendous turnout here at Tiger Stadium. Now the strike two delivery. He takes the ball in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. McAuliffe is saying that this season has been more tense because it's been so close for so long. whereas in 68, the Tigers more or less had a romp that year. Now the 1-2 pitch. In close on Northrop, 2-2. A's won, the Tigers won. The Tigers are batting in the second inning. Northrop trying to get something started. Odom delivers, and Jim takes a high one. Ball three, full count. Odom's thrown a lot of pitches so far in the inning and the fraction he's worked. Now he winds and delivers. Northrop hits a bounding ball to right for a hit. Alou fields it, fires it back into the infield, and Northrop leads off for the single. That's the second Tiger hit, and each has come from the leadoff man, and each has been a ground ball to right field. Well, here's Tony the Tiger coming to bat. Tony Taylor stepping in against Blue Moon Odom. Well, we've gotten the word now. You probably heard it on our intercom that a hamstring muscle pull is the injury sustained by Reggie Jackson. Reggie pulled a hamstring muscle in the left leg. Tony Taylor batting 182, 2 for 11. Both of his hits have been doubles. We've got a 1-1 tie here at Tiger Stadium. The Tigers have Northrop at first base and nobody out in the second inning. And a lot more to come. Here's the set now by Blue Moon Odom. Throw over to first to Epstein, and Northrop back. There's a cut and a miss. Strike one on Tony Taylor. Aurelio Rodriguez waits to be on deck circle for the Tigers. Outfield on Tony, a little bit to right. They've got the center fielder Hendrick over in right center. And the right fielder Alou fairly near the line. And a lot of acreage between the left fielder Rudy and the left field foul line. He starts the bunt, takes the pitch, it gets by Tennis, and Northrop takes second. He rounds second. Tennis picks the ball up off the screen, and Jim is safe at second base, holding there. That'll be a wild pitch charged to Odom. It looked as if Tony Taylor might start the bunt. The pitch came in very close on him, high and in tight. He ducked out of the way, and I don't think Tennis saw it. He was probably blocked in his vision, and it got through and went all the way to the screen. Gene Tennis goes out to talk with Odom, and Bando came over there for a moment. Ray, this one's starting out like a wild one.
Oh, yes. Both clubs playing a little bit that way. Pitchers, at least Odom, seems to be a little tight, and the fans, they're wild, too.
Well, here's Tony stepping in again. 1-1 to count on him. Man on second, Northrop. 1-1, the game tied in the second. He swings a bounding ball to the right side. It's fouled. He was trying to move that man to third with a grounder to the right side, but he fouled it down past first base. So it's a 1-2 count on Tony Taylor. Bye to Blue and Roly Fingers in the bullpen. That seems to be the situation most every game we look down there. Those two working. They both saw action yesterday. Taylor the batter, 1-2 pitch coming up from Blue Moon. Here it is. He fires a fastball in close, 2-2. It's about the hardest he's thrown. Odom throws hard, but not as hard as he did before he had the bone chips removed. 2-2, the count on Tony. Second inning, 1-1 tie. Northrop at second base, nobody down. Now Odom ready to work again. Taylor waiting. He swings and misses. The bat goes halfway to first, throw to second, not in time. Northrop gets back with a head first slide to beat the throw to the shortstop, Maxwell. That was very close at second. Taylor strikes out, and Northrop got back just in time to beat the throw from Tennis. Rodriguez will be the batter now. That's the second strikeout for Odom. Bandoff comes over to talk to Blue Moon for a moment. Aurelio Rodriguez coming to bat. Man up second base. Game tied 1-1. One out of the Tigers second. Rodriguez is 0 for 13 in the playoff series. And he'll be followed by the Tiger pitcher, Woody Fineman. Onum to the set position delivers. It's a ball low, blocked well by Dennis out in front of him. Tigers got one in the first. Oakland came back with one in the second. It's a 1-1 deadlock now in the second inning. Wind blowing in. The outfield does not seem to be as deep against Rodriguez as they normally would be, maybe because the wind is coming in from left and left center. Now the set by Blue Moon, and the pitch to Aurelio swung on, hit in the air to right field, down toward the line. Alou going over. He's there now, makes the catch. Here's the tag by Northrup. He heads to third, and he'll make it easily. Man on third, Woody Fineman coming up with two out. That's pause for station identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network.
WJR Detroit.
Be your own furniture comparison shopper. Compare Art Van's prices, name brands, and immediate free delivery anywhere. You'll discover a simple truth. There's no comparison. At Ray Lane, this is Ernie Harvall at Tiger Stadium, the fifth and final game of the playoff series. Two victories apiece. The way it stands in the series, and this game is tied 1-1 in the second inning. Two out, a man at third base. Woody Fineman, the batter against Blue Moon Odom. Batting right-handed, he takes a fastball low. Ball one on Woody. Woody's batted only one time in the playoffs and did not have a hit. But he can stroke that ball once in a while. McCaudit waits on deck. Tigers have one run, two hits, no errors. The A's have one run, no hits. The windup and the pitch, he cuts and misses. That looked like a pass one toward the outside corner. 1-1 the count on him. There's a little pop fly back at the second base position. Alou coming in, calling for it. Is there. Makes the catch, and the side retired. No runs on one hit. There were no errors, and one man left. That at the end of two, Oakland 1, Detroit 1. Oakland moving into bat down the third. The Tigers and the A's are deadlocked. 1-1 third inning. Blue Moon Odom will lead off. Odom batted twice in the game he pitched and won, and did not get a hit. Right-hand batter, he wears number 13. Outfield playing him straight up and not very deep. Woody Fineman looks in to get his sign from freehand.
Odom will be followed by Matty Alou and then Del Maxwell. The pitch, and John backs away from an inside fastball, ball one. Run came in the first. The open run came in the second. And that's the story so far. We're in the third now. Swing and a miss on a high, hard one. 1-1 the count on Blue Moon. By Woody Fineman. The pitch is bunted, and off the mound comes Fineman to field it. Gloves it for the first. He got him by a couple of steps. Odom gets down the line in a hurry. But he's tossed out by his counterpart on the mound, Fineman. Dick Williams was saying the other day in one of the press conferences that Odom was one of the best basemen on the team. He often uses him as a pinch runner. Here's Matty Alou, who bounced to shortstop McCaudit to start the ball game. On the top of the batting order, coming up for the second time round. 1-1 tie, third inning, Tiger Stadium. Left-hand batting Alou, swings and misses. Flung himself out of the batter's box. Fourteenth year in the big league for Matty Alou. Batting over 300 in his lifetime. There's a strike call. He took a fastball over. There very adjustable hitter. He moves on around a lot in the batter's box. Now Freiman kicks and deals, sidearms him, and it's very wide. 1-2. That's the pitch you won't often see Freiman use, the sidearm. Once in a while against the left-hand batter. Tigers won, the A's won. Third inning, one out, nobody on for Oakland. Alou is almost hit in the foot. Let's see, was he hit? Yep, I believe he was. Got him on the foot. And here comes the busiest man in the ballpark again, Joe Romo, the Oakland trainer. That ball must have just nipped him on the top of the foot because it went on by, didn't stop. And he's on first base hit by the pitch. Man on first, one man down. And the batter now will be Dal Maxwell. Field to be in double play depth with man on first and one away. That's the second man that Freiman has hit. He's walked one. The man he walked scored the only run. He's not allowed a hit. So here's the right hand batting Maxwell, formerly with the St. Louis Cardinals. Freiman deals over to first, and back in plenty of time is Matty Alou. He's bouncing off a little bit better. Now, balk's been called by Johnny Rice. He's claiming that Freiman balked, and Alou will go to second base. So we've got a little bit of another baseball situation here. Just about everything's happening so far. It's a balk called against Freiman. To his stretch and then came back down, I believe. Anyway, it's a walk. Here's Maxwell waiting. Man on second, one away. He swings. There's a little pop fly back at the short right. Kaline digging hard, coming hard. He makes the catch. Flip over to McCullough at second, and Alou holds it on the bag after a good running catch in short right by Al Kaline. Ball was not hit very high at all. I don't think Tony Taylor, who had gone back, had a chance at it. So there are two out. A man at second, and the batter will be Joe Rudy. Rudy took a called third strike the first time he faced Woody Freiman. On Woody's first pitch to him. Man on second, two down. The pitch is swung on a fly ball lifted to the right. Kaline is backing up. He's there waiting. Makes the catch. Side retired. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left. We go to the last half. The third, Oakland one, Detroit one. Tigers batting in the third. It's a 1-1 tie. Dick McCaudiff will lead off. Then it'll be Kaline and Sims. Schedule to follow. McCaudiff is the man who scored the Tiger run. He singled to start the first inning. Went to second when Sims walked, moved to third on a pass ball, and came in to score when Freeman hit a ground ball to shortstop. McCaudiff batting now with a single in his only trip. Odom, the right-hander, ready to go to work. And the pitch is swung on and popped in the air over near third base. Bando calling for it at the end of grass. Makes the catch. McCaudiff's out. Mac pops to third baseman Bando on the first pitch, and the batter will be Al Kaline. Al struck out his only time at bat.
Tigers won and the A's won. We're in the third inning in the final game of the playoff series. Blue Moon Odom, the right-hander, winds and pitches. Fastball over for a strike called on the veteran Al Kaline. Duke Sims waiting at the on-deck circle. Breeze continues to blow in from left field from the north. Odom into action, kicks and deals. Here's the ball outside. 1-1, the count on Kaline. Tigers had a hit from their leadoff man in each of the first two innings, McAuliffe and Northrup. They didn't get one here in the third from Mack. The 1-1 pitch to Kaline. Swings as a looping drive to left may go foul down the line. Rudy coming over and dives and makes a catch in foul territory. A great diving catch by the left fielder Rudy. He crossed the line, dived for the ball near the Tiger bullpen, skidded and caught it in the webbing of his glove. Well, there's the top player of the game so far. A great diving catch by the left fielder Rudy. Down, and the Duke of Sims steps in now. He walked his only turn at bat. Outfield deep to right on Duke. We've got a 1-1 game. Nobody on, two out for the Tigers. There's a long belt to right. May go foul. May be fair. We'll watch it. It's a foul ball. He had the distance, but not the direction. The upper deck in right field, section 34, foul by about 3 feet. Strike one, a long strike on the Duke. Well, Tennis went out to talk to Odom after that one. Now we're ready to resume the action here at Tiger Stadium in this 1-1 tie in the third inning. Two out and nobody on. Sims waiting. Here it comes. He swings and misses. Got the fastball by him that time. Strike two. Now the Duke steps out for a moment, takes a practice cut, resets himself at the batter's box. Bases empty, two out for the Tigers, third inning. Odom kicks and delivers. Here's the ball in close. One ball, two strikes on Sims. Freehand waiting on deck. Now Odom checks his sign. Into action he goes again. The pitch is cut on and fouled away to the third base side upstairs. Still a 1-2 count on Sims. To go to work again. The right-hander does a double pump on the bound. Sims waiting. Here it comes. Another foul. Lifted out of play. This one back of the plate and upstairs. Still a 1-2 count on the Duke. Tigers got a run in the first on a single by McAuliffe. Walked to Sims. A pass ball and a bounce out by Freehand. And then the A's came back with a run in the second on a walk to Jackson. He stole second and went to third on a fly ball. Then when Epstein was hit by a pitch, after that, they pulled the double steal and Jackson scored. Now we're waiting on a 1-2 pitch to Duke Sims and Blue Moon Odom here in the third inning. There's a cut and a miss. He struck him out on the curve. It broke out of the hands and in. It's the third strikeout for Odom. One per inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. That at the end of three, Detroit won open one.
For the A's, they've left a couple of runners on base, one in the second, and again in the third inning, they left one. For the Tigers, likewise, they've stranded two men on base, one in the first inning and one in the second. Here's George Henry, who took over for the injured Reggie Jackson. Henry came along in the bottom of the third inning to take over for Jackson out in center field, his first time up this afternoon, right-handed batter. First pitch to him is in the dirt, ball one. Henrik has appeared in every one of the ball games, as not as a starter, however. has been to the plate four official trips and picked up one hit. One for four for Hendrick, who is now stationed out in center field. Leading off now for the A's in the top of the fourth inning. The next pitch from Fryman is low, a fastball, just missing 2-0. After Hendrick, it'll be Bando and Epstein. The next pitch to Hendrick, a bouncer hit to the right of McAuliffe short. Long throw to first base. Not a job. Johnny Rice waving the cash had it off the bag. Three-handed and cash kicking up a storm to right. And Billy Martin trotting out to continue that argument. Rice maintaining that Cash did not have his foot on the bag. Norm stretching out to take the throw from McAuliffe, evade the throw from the hole, a deep short. And Norm stretching took his foot off the bag. So the heated discussion continues with Johnny Rice. Martin's had his say, and that'll be all as Martin heads back to the dugout. Freehand continues to stretch the shot on the way back to the home plate. So it'll be an error charged to Dick McAuliffe, forcing Cash off the bag at first. An error on the throw. And that's the first error of the ball game. Bring up Sal Bando. He'll go for one, fly out to right field in the second inning. And when he fly to right, that enabled Reggie Jackson to tag up at second and move to third. Bando with three hits and 18 trips. Throw over to first base and Hendrick back safely. George Hendrick, long strides when he takes off the run, and he's a pretty good base runner. Good speed. Set the pitch. Bando bunts out in front of the plate. Freehand up with it. He'll go to first with a throw and give Bando credit for a sacrifice bunt. The put-out going catcher to the first baseman with Hendrick moving to second on the sacrifice. Dick Williams at this point with the bunt by Bando playing for one run here in this inning as he brings Epstein out of the plate. And Mike was clipped by a pitch, I think, on the knuckles of the right hand. No, it hit him on the right hand the first time up in the second inning. And that set up the double steal in the second inning. That produced the A's lone run. The pitch to Epstein. Side on first. Strike call. Outside corner at the knees. That's the pitch Ernie was talking about that Fryman does not use too often. And when he goes to the side arm, it'll be against the left-handed batter 99% of the time. Big left-handed batter, Mike Epstein, waits on the next pitch. Here it is. Outside with a breaking pitch, 1-1. Epstein, as you remember, in the seventh inning yesterday, had a line shot into the seats in right field to tie up the ball game at 1-1 in game number four. His first extra base hit of the series. Now the set by Fryman, checks the runner at second, the 1-1 pitch. Bounce foul back to the screen. Got a quick breaking pitch around the knees that time to Epstein. Mike just didn't get a piece of it, 1-2. Tigers, one run, two hits, one error. The A's, one run, no hits, no errors. We're at the top of the fourth. One down, runner at second base, George Henry. Breeze continuing to blow in from left and left center field. A cool one, we might add. Set by Fryman. 1-2 pitch. There's the side on first. Fans, and that pitch probably out of the strike zone. It looks as if it might be wide. Fryman now with three strikeouts, and it brings up Gene Tennis, the A's catcher, called out on strikes in the second inning. Tennis has started every game of the series behind the plate as the starting catcher. And at least two of the ball games has wound up as a second baseman. Right-handed batter.
to set the pitch to Jennings. Swinging and missing on a pitch that was low. Breaking pitch. One strike. Will be in the biggest crowd of the three games here at Tiger Stadium. Now the next pitch, outside, fastball, at the knees, 1-1. Simon working quickly. Sets, deals. Bounced off the foot of Tennis on the third base side. It'll be a foul ball. Simon came in and got it a one hop. It was hit off the shoe of Tennis. One ball, two strikes. On deck, Dick Green. Dennis chokes up in that bat about 2 inches. Leans out over the plate. Fryman sets and deals. Line shot to left field. Base hit. Sims charges. Has it on one hop. Henry coming to plate. Here's the throw. Will it be in time? Not in time. And Henry flies in safely under freehand. Bill did not have control of the ball. Bobbled it, but Henry's slide got him in just ahead of the throw. It'll be a single for Tennis with Henry scoring from second. And then on a throw to the plate, Tennis going to second base. The A's take the lead, 2-1, and that was the first hit off of Fryman this afternoon. We'll also add that was the first hit for Tennis in this series. That'll bring up Dick Green. With Tennis out of second base, still gone. The A's now going in front for the first time this afternoon, taking a 2-1 lead. On the line drive single off the bat of Tennis to left field, that got Henrik in from second. Here's the pitch to Green, pops it up, foul, first base side and out of play. Green, his first time up, bounced out to the pitcher. To Green. One hopper down to Rodriguez, moving to his left, has it, throws to first in time. Green out third to first. However, the A's come up with a run on one run, one hit, one error, one man left on. And after 3.5 innings of play, it's Oakland 2, Detroit 1. Martin back out there to have a little confab with first base umpire Johnny Rice and Nestor Shylock, the plate umpire, also out there to tune in on what Martin was discussing. Now heading back to the dugout, and Tom Haller now coming out to coach at first base, and Frank Howard not on the coaching line here at first for the first time this afternoon. Maybe that discussion of the umpires is something to involve Howard. I don't know whether he got tossed out of the game or was there some kind of ruling. I don't know, but we haven't got the word. If we do, we'll pass it along to you. Frank Howard was ejected from the ball game. First base coach. Here's freehand to start off the Tiger fourth inning. That takes an Odom pitch low. Ball one. Bill 0 for 1. Grounded out to short. In the first inning, Blue Moon Odom into the motion. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Bounce foul. Just past the Tiger dugout. One ball, one strike. Well, the usually mild-mannered Frank Howard must have said something to Mr. Rice. It wasn't 2 miles.
One ball, one strike. The count to Bill Freehand. The pitch in the dirt off the mid of center. Throws over by the on deck circle by where Norm Cash is there. 2-1. Thought first when Martin went out there to talk with Rice, and Shylock, it might have been on the throwing error and the call by Rice at first base when Cash couldn't keep his foot on the bag when Henry got off the inning when the error was charged in the call. So I guess it was in defensive power. Now the 2-1 pitch to Freehand. Low one, 3-1. Odom that time with a fastball, but it was out of the strike zone, just below the knees. Freehand stepping out. He took a quick look down to his third base coach, Joe Schultz. The 3-1 pitch off the end of the bat, a slow roller hits the second baseman Green, charges up and throws the first in time. Gets Freehand by a couple of steps as Bill is out second to first. Right now, let's pause for station identification. This is the Detroit Tigers baseball mister. Well, here's Stroman Norman Cash. He's 0-1, lined out to a Lou in right field to close out the Tiger first inning. Hit a good shot, but right to the right fielder. The pitch blown away. Ball one. Norm has picked up 3 hits and 12 official trips in the 5 games thus far. Waits on the next pitch from Odom. Fastball, bounce toward the second baseman Green. 2 hops, he gloves it, throws to first in plenty of time. And Norm is out, second to first. It's a 2-1 ball game with Oakland leading. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And while we have the opportunity, we'd like to send out our very best Tiger get well greetings to Wally Zirkus. The hospital buys from Providence Hospital out of Southfield. To Zirkus, a retired Detroit police officer. We hope that he's out enjoying 100% real soon. All right, here's Jim Northrup. His single leading off in the second inning. And got as far as third base, but couldn't score. Takes one of the dirt, ball one. Jim singled, with one gone. With nobody out, rather. He whipped the second on a wild pitch in the second inning, and with one out, then moved to third when Rodriguez flied to right, but couldn't come home. Pitch is outside and low. 2 balls, no strikes, the count to Northrup. Time called, tennis. Started to throw the ball back to Odom, but decided to trot back out and have a couple of words with his pitcher. Conference taking place out in front of a mound. Mr. Shylock moves out in front of the plate and said, come on, boys, let's speed things up. I tell you, both managers have not taken a seat this afternoon. Martin has been perched over in the second step with a Tiger dugout, and likewise for Dick Williams, the manager of the A's. Pitch is low, 3-0, the Captain Northrup. And the motion, here's the 3-0 serving. It's ball four, low and outside. So Odom serves up his second walk of the afternoon. The other walk was Sims in the first inning. That'll bring up Tony Taylor. Tony struck out in the second inning. Odom using fastballs on Taylor that first time up. And we'll see if he works the same way to Tony. Going to bag at first to hold Northrup at the bag. Mike, one of the few first basemen that usually have almost both legs or both feet in foul territory as he guards first base, just has that right toe over the line. To set the pitch to Taylor. Breaking pitch, a hard slider that was outside of the knees, ball one. Figuring that Taylor will not get around on the fastball on Odom, and they have Henrik, the center fielder, in right center field. Rudy in left center field. The pitch is outside at the knee. 2-0. Time called. Dick Williams comes out of the A's dugout, and he wants some words with Blue Moon Odom. Meanwhile, some stirring in the A's bullpen.
And once again will be Vida Blue, the left-hander. Roland Fingers, the right-hander. Tuning up. They were throwing in the first inning when Odom was having some control problems. Williams, I believe, just trying to slow Odom down and tell him to pitch his own type of ball game. A little confidence builder out there. Mr. Shylock wants to break up the meeting. And does. Oakland 2, Detroit 1. The Tigers with the tying run at first base here in the bottom of the fourth with two out. A 2-0 count to Tony Taylor on deck. Aurelio Rodriguez. Set by Odom. The pitch. Bouncer down to Bando at the bag. He has it on one hop. Low throw to first, but Epstein digs it out of the dirt on one hop, and Taylor is out third to first. No runs, no hits, one walk, no errors, one man left on. After four innings, it's still the Athletics 2, the Tigers 1. Ray Lane and Ernie Harwell from Tiger Stadium for the fifth and final game of the American League Championship Series. Winner takes all down to Cincinnati after this one. Right now, the A's lead by a score of 2-1. We go to the top of the fifth inning. It'll be John Blue Moon Odom to start it off. Odom, 0-1. Tried to punt his way on the first time and was out pitcher to first. Lyman, into the motion, the pitch, bounced down the third baseline at the fair ball, down the left field line. Sims coming up with it. Odom going to try for two, almost slipped and fell. Here's the throw to second, not in time. The throw off the bag toward the mound side of second base. Now Sims had a shot at him. Odom stumbled going around first base, regained his footing, and got into second standing up with a two-base hit. That's the A's second hit. And the fourth of this ball game, the first extra base hit. Jerry Adair, the first base coach, providing the warm-up jacket for Odom out of second. And Alou not stepping in right now as Odom gets that jacket buttoned up. Here's Matty Alou, leadoff hitter, right fielder. Time called by Williams. Williams came out in front of the dugout. And he wanted to make sure his third base coach, Irv Noren, had a sign. They had a sign on, and Noren, I do not believe, had picked it up from the A's manager. The time was called, and then Williams went through a set of signs.
Hello.
The something's on. Now Lou in the batter's box. Rodriguez in shallow at third base, looking for a possible bunt. Instead, Lou swings away, fouls it back to the screen. One strike. Now Noren looks into that dugout and picks up another sign from Williams. Noren in turn then will relay that from the manager to the batter. Matty Alou waits on the next pitch from Fryman. Here it is, bunt, third base side. Rodriguez charges, has it, goes to first in time, but the sacrifice bunt is good by Alou. And the play going, third baseman to the first baseman, with Odom moving from second to third base on the sacrifice bunt. So one out. Runner at third base. Conference at the mound, 3-0 and Fryman. Meanwhile, conference to the left of home plate with third base coach Noren and the batter Dal Maxwell. See how the Tigers will set up their infield now with one out. And a runner at third, the Tigers might smell bunt from Maxwell. Activity in the Tiger bullpen now. Right-hander Chuck Selbach begins to loosen up. Tigers bring in the infield almost all the way around. Cash way up in the grass at first. Taylor a step off the grass at second. Here's Maxwell. Takes the first pitch outside, ball one. McAuliffe two steps off the grass at short. And Rodriguez at third, wide of the bag and even with the third base. Outfield straight away on the shortstop, Dal Maxwell. Right-handed batter. Chokes up on the bat. Odom trying to get a lead at third. A set by Fryman. Checks the runner. The pitch. A pitch out. Nothing happening. Two balls. No strikes. Tigers suspicious that time. The squeeze might be on. Maxwell steps out. Looks down to his third base coach. Tigers keep the infield drawn in. Fryman taking a little extra time, picking up the signs from Freehand. Shakes off Bill, now agrees on one. Sets, 2-0 pitch. It's low, ball three. The Athletics lead by a score of 2-1. They're at the top of the fifth with one out. And a runner at third base, and the pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. 3-0, the count to Maxville. On deck, Joe Rudy. Lyman stretches, pitches. Strike called, fastball. Taking all away. Maxville again steps out, looks down to Norton. A lot of situations on this count, 3-1. He could be taking, he could be bunting, he could be swinging away. 3-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. Upstairs. First base side and out of play. 3-2. Driving. Rubs up the new baseball. Goes to the rosin bag. Odom led off the inning with a double. And then moved to third on the sacrifice bunt by Alou. And Maxwell now has run the count to 3-2 to Fryman. Stretch. The pitch. Fastball popped up. Foul territory. First base side. Cash with a shot at it. Under it. Makes the catch. Makes the catch. Odom. Fakes like he was coming down the line. And Cash runs the ball in toward home plate. And Odom returns to third. Two gone. Odom tagged up and then gave a big fake as if he was going to break for the plate. And that forced Cash, instead of drawing a throw, Norm ran it in very wisely. So Maxville fouls out to the first baseman. There are two out. Runner still at third. And Martin wants to talk with Fryman. Bill Billy out there at the mound with Fryman, Freehand, and Tony Taylor listening in. The batter will be Joe Rudy. Again, Shylock making that little trip from behind home plate out to the mound to speed things up. And the conference has been completed. For the winner in this afternoon's ball game, it's on to Cincinnati. And the plans have been made, both clubs being optimistic. And they would be leaving this evening, the winner, that is, for the National League City. Here's Joe Rudy stepping in. Two gone, Odom at third base. Fryman will work from a stretch position. Deals. Half ball on the outside corner. That one just about belt high for the outside part of the plate. Field almost straight away, with the exception of Sims shooting a little bit toward the line and left field. Infield at normal depth. The pitch to Rudy. Check swing foul. That one bouncing into the seats just to the right of the screen. A tight fastball that time that Rudy tried to duck out of the way. He could not get the bat out of the way, and he fouled it off. Two strikes. Odom was not sure whether he had made contact with the ball and came all the way down to home plate, not taking any chances. Returns now to third base. So Fryman quickly out in front of Rudy. Joe this afternoon has been caught on a strike and fly to right field. Stretch. Pitch. Outside at the knees. He just missed with a fastball. 1-2. Back in there, right-handed batter, extreme close stance, out of the crouch, chokes up on the back, 1-2 pitch to him. Fly ball, right center field, Northrop to his left, he's calling for it, now Kaline's calling for it, and Northrop finally makes the catch in front of Kaline. I believe he stepped on Al's foot. A little, almost a little mix-up out there, but finally Northrop
made the play as Rudy fired out to the center fielder. So for the A's in the fifth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one man left on base after four and a half innings. It's still Oakland 2, Detroit 1. Talking to Gates Brown before the ball game today, and Gates was saying that he ran into Blue Moon Odom on Monday night when the A's were in town for I guess both fellas ended up at the same restaurant. So Odom said, well, he says, we'll finish you off on Tuesday, and he says, we'll really be drinking that champagne Tuesday night. It didn't happen, and they happened to bump into each other again on Wednesday, and Brown said, well, you didn't get a chance. Well, he said, you fellas prolonged it, but definitely we'll be drinking the champagne Wednesday night. And so I understand today Gates got a hold of Odom, and he said, you didn't drink it last night. He says, now what you're going to have to do is take it back to Oakland and drink it by yourself, or I'll save it for next year, or send it to our clubhouse this afternoon. So we'll find out if they do send it over there. Now, Odom was very sure that he'd been drinking champagne Tuesday and Wednesday nights, and it hasn't come off yet. 2-1 ball game. Oakland leading. Tigers batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Rodriguez to start it off, the number 8 hitter in the Tiger batting order. Takes a high one, ball one. So really 0-for-1. He fired out to right field his first time up. Now Blue Moon Odom into the motion. Here's the pitch, low and away for a ball. 2-0. Calls time, drops him from third base. Two balls, no strikes. You talk about emotion of a pitcher, and then you talk about rhythm. You find that groove and the rhythm, and when you try to throw that ball too hard or overwork, sometimes you lose that rhythm and you lose that strike zone. Here's the 2-0 pitch. It's a strike call. Odom throwing hard again that time. 2-1. Rodriguez still looking for his first hit in this series. He's not been able to get on with a base hit. 0-for-14. The 2-1 pitch. Bouncer foul just past the Tiger dugout. 2-2. Been a total of four hits in this ball game, two for each side. Tigers open the scoring of the first inning on a single to McCullough. Fast ball, Sims walk, and freehand bounced out and short. McCullough scores from third base. That fast ball coming with runners at first and second. Two balls, two strikes. Count to Rodriguez. One hopper hit the max to look short. Throw to first base in time to get Aurelio. He's out short to first. That'll bring up Woody Freiman. The Tigers had that 1-0 lead. It didn't hold up very long because in the second inning, Reggie Jackson walked, stole second, went to third when Bando flied to right field. And then when Epstein was hit by a pitch that set the stage for a double steal, Epstein breaking to second base from first. And with a throw going through from freehand, Jackson slid in a home plate to tie up the ball game. Pulled a hamstring muscle when he slid in, and was out of the ball game. That went on. Puck off the bat of Freiman. Odom up to the ball. He'll have to hurry and dive. Gets Freiman by a step. Woody Freiman trying to bunt his way on. Laid down a good bunt, but his speed did not get him to first base in time as Odom hurriedly got the ball, fired just in time to Epstein to get Woody by a step. A play, pitcher to the first baseman. With the ball game tied at 1-1 in the fourth inning for the A's, George Henrich was saved at first in a throwing error by McCullough. With the second on Bando's sacrifice bunt and with two out, came home on the line drive single to left off the bat of Gene Tennis to give the A's their go-ahead run. Here's McCullough, takes a high one, ball one. Mack has singled and scored the Tigers' lone run. That came in the first inning. Second time up, he popped out to Bando at third. Now to 1-0 pitch. Strike call, fastball just above the knee. 1-1.
momentum of motion. Here's the pitch, high and outside for a ball. 2-1. For the third time this afternoon, the A's bullpen getting busy, and both pitchers the same as before. Bottom blue, the left-hander, rolling fingers, the right-hander. Two balls, one strike. The count in the call-up with two gone here in the Tiger fifth. Nobody on base. Here's the 2-1 serving. Bouncer down the first base line. Odom off the bag, has it. Throws to first, and it's a foul ball ruled by Nestor Shylock. Shylock claiming that the ball was in foul territory when Odom got the high hopper halfway between the plate and first base. Senate said, I don't agree with you, but Shylock had made the call, and the play will be taken over. It's a 2-2 count to McCullough. Odom quickly got off the mound and took the high hopper, crossing the line. Shylock ruling it was a foul ball. 2-2. And then threw to first, but the ball had been called foul. So McCullough back in there now, waits on the next pitch from Odom. The right-hander bumps, deal. Ball bounced out of Epstein, foul at first. Foul by a couple of feet. Past the glove of Epstein down in the A's bullpen. Still 2-2, the count to McCullough. Dick platooned the regular season at second base with Charlie Taylor. A couple of games, late stages, for Eddie Brinkman at shortstop. And then with the injury to Eddie, taking over the duties at short for the Detroit Tigers in this series. Now the 2-2 pitch to him. Bouncer down to first base. Epstein has it on fair territory. Steps on the bag, and McCullough is out, the first baseman unassisted. Tigers down 1-2-3 in the fifth. After five innings, it's still open 2. Detroit 1. Here at Tiger Stadium, the A's, two runs, two hits, no errors. The Tigers, one run, two hits, and one error. And through five innings, Oakland has left a total of four on base, one in the second, third, fourth, and fifth innings. The Tigers have left three on base, standing one in the first, one in the second, and one in the fourth inning. Last hit there for the Tigers, Northrop single in the second inning. They've had one base runner since that time, and that was a walk to Northrop in the fourth. The A's breaking a 1-1 tie in the fourth inning when Henrik led off and was safe on the error by McCullough throwing to first base, and it'll be Henrik to start off the A's sixth inning here. He was not a starter in the ballgame. Took over the duties for Reggie Jackson in center field after Reggie pulled a hamstring muscle, injured himself sliding in to home plate in the second inning. George Henrik, second time up this afternoon. The pitch to him, the slow curve, left into the air, down the right field line, curving foul, and out of play into the upper deck. One strike. On deck, Sal Bando. Woody Fireman has gone all the way for the Tigers. Blue Moon Odom has gone all the way for the A's. However, Vida Blue, the left-hander, continues to throw now in the open bullpen. The pitch to Henrik inside and low. One ball, one strike. Pitch inside at the belt. 2-1. Now the 2-1 delivery. Fly ball, right field. Kaline to his left. Waiting for it. Hunter makes the catch. So Henrik flies to right field. I can remember Eddie Casco, and he talking about, when we came around that Boston series, about breaks. Probably the breaks in ball games, in close games. And yesterday, a little bit ironic in that National League decider, a wild pitch deciding it for Cincinnati.
That's right, and we've had an error here set up the lead run for the Oakland team. They're leading 2-1 over the Tigers.
Here's Bando. Pitch inside, ball one. You think of Cincinnati and Pittsburgh with the big hitters over there, and here that game decided on a wild pitch.
That's right, that's a little irony for you.
Bando waits on the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball past the glove of Rodriguez in the left field of base hit. Aurelio still a couple of steps away from getting that ball. And Bando on with his first hit this afternoon. The A's did not get their first hit until the fourth inning. And it was a hit by Tennis, the first one, that brought in the tiebreaker, scoring the A's second run of the ball game. Odom had a double last inning, and now Bando here in the sixth is one out with a single. Here's the first baseman, Mike Epstein. Hit by a pitch and struck out. Overhand fastball is lifted in the air, shallow right center. Kaline coming in. He's there. Makes the catch. Kaline got a good jump on that ball. He was playing Epstein, the throw toward the right field line. Came in with pretty good speed to make the play. Two outs. Runner still at first base. Sal Bando and the batter, Gene Tennis. Tennis called on him strikes and an RBI single. Ryman sets and deals to first base. Bando scampers back safely. Cash playing at the bag, trying to hold Sal close. Pitch is lifted in the air to center field. Northrup to his left. He's there. Makes the catch. So Tennis flies to center. That's all for the A's in the sixth. No runs. One hit. No errors. One man left on, and after five and a half innings, it's still Oakland 2, Detroit 1. Manager Dick Williams brings in a new pitcher, Ida Blue, to take over for Blue Moon Odom. And before the Tigers get the bat in the bottom half of the sixth inning, let's pause for station identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network.
WJR Detroit.
Do your own furniture comparison shopper. Compare Art Van's prices, same brands, and immediate free delivery anywhere. You'll discover a simple truth. There's no comparison. Carter Blue comes in, and you know the great speed that Blue has. He takes over Blue Moon Odom. Odom works the first five. Gets up one run, allows two hits. Walks two, strikes out three. And Blue Moon Odom departs, gives way to Vida Blue. Now Kaline will be the first to face Vida. Fastball, a dribbler hit to the shortstop, Maxwell has it, close to first in time. Kaline on one pitch is out, short to first. For Vida Blue, this is his fourth appearance of this series. He's worked one and one-third inning. Make it now, since Kaline is out, one and two-thirds innings. And given up one hit in that time. And that was a double by Tony Taylor. Here's Duke Sims. Duke has walked and struck out. Vida into the motion. The pitch, tight call, a fastball. Held high. Even in this cool weather, he can still pop that catcher's mitt. Vida Blue with that good fastball. On deck, Bill Freehand. Tigers trail 2-1. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Curveball bounced out to Epstein on two hops at first. Behind the bag, has it, steps in the bag, and that's all for Sims. First baseman on assistance. The manager, Dick Williams, figuring that Vida Blue can do the trick now for the rest of the way in. Had a pretty good fastball pitcher in there, Odom, with good speed. Now throws it into high gear with Vida Blue. Here's Freehand, 0 for 2. Bounce to short, ground to the second. The pitch to Bill. Check swing and a fly ball to left center field. Really will have to hurry. He's there, and he makes the catch, moving in and to his left. So Freehand is out to the left fielder, and the Tigers, in the sixth inning, go down 1-2-3. After six full innings of play, it's still the Athletics 2, the Tigers 1.
90%.
After six innings of play, open two runs,
three hits, no errors, five left on base. The Tigers, one run, two hits, one error, and three men left on the base. They go to the top of the seventh inning. And my pleasure to call the microphone again, a gentleman I've enjoyed doing a broadcast with for the past six seasons. And they go to the top of the seventh. Ernie Harwell, bring some luck.
All right, Raymond, and thanks very much. It's been a pleasure. Been a great year. Let's see if we can end it on a big note. Here's the pitch. It's a bounding ball off the bat of Green to shortstop. McCartiff has it. Throw to first. He got him by about four steps. One pitch and one away in the Oakland seventh inning. That's 0 for 3 for Green. And now Vida Blue will come to bat for the first time. After replacing Blue Moon Odom on the mound, Vida's worked one inning. Well, it's settled down to a duel now between Fineman and the Oakland pitchers. First, Odom and then Blue. Tigers got a run in the first inning. A single by McCullough. Walk to Sims, a pass ball, and a bounce out by Freehand. That's their only score. And the A's tied it with one in the second, went ahead with one in the fourth inning. Blue, left hand batter waiting, and the pitch is bunted. It'll be a foul back toward the seats. And out of play, strike one. Oakland scored in the second inning on a double steal of Jackson, the front man coming across, injuring himself and having to be taken out of the ballgame. They scored again in the fourth when Hendrick, Jackson's replacement, safe on an error, sacrificed his second, came home on a single by Tennis. Here's a ball low to Vida Blue to count even 1-1. So Mr. Tennis, who dropped the ball on an important play yesterday, has driven in the lead run today. Here's a strike card. He took a fastball in the inside corner. 1-2 the count on Vida. Woody Fineman has pitched a strong game. His teammates have not given him much batting support. The A's have 2 runs and 3 hits. The Tigers have 1 run and 2 hits. And the pitch. Vida bunts the ball. It's laid down toward third. Picked up by Freehand. He fires the catch. In time. Got him. Good bunt, but a good play by Freehand. Nabs him at first base. Two away, it'll be Matty Alou's turn at bat. Matty has bounced to short, been hit by a pitch, and sacrificed third to first. Only 5 hits in the game by the combined 2 teams. 3 for the A's, 2 for the Tigers. And batting Alou takes a curve outside, ball one for Moody Fineman. Maxwell waiting on deck. A's 2, Tigers 1, 7th inning. 2 out, nobody on for Oakland. Here's a ball low. He checked his swing in time. 2-0 to count on Matty. Rodriguez in close at third base. The other infielders are back. Ready to go to work now. The windup by the big left-hander. He pitches. It's a strike call. That time he got a fastball in above the knees. Cool and breezy at Tigers Stadium. 50 degrees when the game got underway. The wind coming out of the north, blowing from the left field in toward the plate. That shifted around a little bit. Seems to be blowing a little bit more out toward right. A little more from the west now. Here's the motion in the 2-1 delivery. Alou takes a strike in above the knee. Same spot as the last one, 2-2. What a crafty job of pitching Woody Fineman's done. He's moved that ball in and out, up and down. Tried to hit the corners. Now Alou waits on a 2-2 delivery. Matty swings as a hit to left center field. Sims goes over to field the ball, and Alou makes a turn, starts the second. Sims bobbles the ball, throw to second. He is safe. Sims had a moment's hesitation, then had trouble picking up the ball, and Alou gets into second with 2 out. We wait for the scorer's decision on that one. It'll be a single and an error. A single for Alou, an error charged to Duke Sims, the left fielder. That is the second Tiger error. And the batter will be Maxwell. A right-hand batting shortstop who has fly to left, fly to center, fly to right, and fouled out the first base. He's 0 for 3. The hit by Alou is number 4 for the Oakland team today. They lead the Tigers 2-1 of the seventh inning. Joe Rudy waiting on deck. Outfield shallow and straight away on Maxwell, who spreads out at the plate. Moline, the right-hand batter, waiting on Woody Freeman. He cuts a bounding ball at the McCullough's club side. He has it. Here's the throw to Cash. In time, the side retired. No runs, one hit, one error, one man left, and we go to the last half of the seventh inning. A's 2, the Tigers 1.
An amazing thing is...
ball game, Mr. Dick Hobson, a school teacher from Flint, who brought Pam and Cliff, these youngsters, down here. They were riding down the street, and they saw Billy Martin behind them. They held up a ticket, said, Go Tigers, and on a sign that said, Go Tigers, and on the back said, We need 2 tickets. So Billy pulled up aside and said, Follow me, I'll see what I can do. And he delivered them a couple of tickets to the ball game. Well, the Tigers trail by a run now, going into the seventh inning. The A's 2, Detroit 1, Storm and Norman Cash against Vida Blue. And this season is coming into a roaring climax of 1972. Cash takes a strike. Vida got a fastball in the dutters. Cash, against the starter Odom, has gone 0 for 2. He's flied to right, bounced to second base. The A's lead 2-1, the last half of the seventh inning at Tiger Stadium. Cash takes a strike, a fastball across, 2 quick ones. Odom steps the side down 1-2-3 when he came in the sixth inning. Blue, relieving Odom in the sixth inning, set him down 1-2-3. Odom went 5 and gave up 1 run and 2 hits. Cash looks at a ball. It's outside from Vida Blue. 1-2. 2 Tiger hits. A single by McCullough and a single by Northrop. McCullough led off the first inning with a single. Northrop led off the second inning with a single. Northrop on deck right now. The 1-2 pitch. Cash swings and fouls it away to the screen. Still alive with a 1-2 count on him. Tigers have not had a hit since that leadoff single in the second by Northrop. They've had 1 walk since then, a 2-out walk to Jim. Now Cash waiting on a 1-2 serve by Vida Blue. Takes a fastball high, 2-2 on the corner. Nobody on, nobody out. The last half of the seventh inning, the Tigers are trailing. Oakland 2, Detroit 1. The pitch swing and a foul that hits umpire Shylock on the mask. 2-2, the count on Cash. Hiller and Selbach heating up in the Tiger bullpen. Tigers might get down to a pinch hitting situation with the pitcher Freeman in this inning if they can get a couple of men on. Now Cash digging in by the blue, delivers the 2-2 pitch. He swings and strikes out. Got him on a fastball. He tipped it to the net of tennis. One up and one away. That is the first strikeout for Blue. The paid attendance has just been announced here. 50,276. About as many as they could get in. Here's Northrop. He's had a single and a walk. Been on base each time he's batted. First time he's faced the left-handed Vida Blue. Vida delivers. Here's a cut and a miss by Jim. Big left-hander from Louisiana, Vida Blue. Cy Young Award winner of last year. Trying to protect the 1-run lead for the A's here in the seventh inning. Oakland 2, Tigers 1. Fastball high to Northrop. 1-1 the count on Jim. Tony Taylor waiting on deck. Moving into the late stages of this battle now. The 1-1 pitch. Northrop takes the ball low. 2-1 the count on him. The 3-game total here in Detroit in paid attendance, 129,047. 2-1 the count on Northrop. 1 out, nobody on in the seventh. The windup by Blue. The pitch. Northrop swings a bounding ball. Deep second. Drop there by Green. Throw to first. He pulls him off the bag. Take the first is Northrop. Green made a good job of the ball. His throw was high to Epstein. And Northrop is safe at first base. The batter will be Tony Taylor with a man on and a man out. That will be a hit for Northrop. His second hit and the third for the Tigers. Now the Tigers now with a man on. Jim Northrop, he represents the tying run of the game. 2-1, Oakland in the lead. Seventh inning. One
man down. Tom Haller, first base coach, checking with Northup. Now we get some stirring in the Oakland bullpen. Fingers gets up again. And Hamilton, the left-hander, starts to throw. Taylor swings and misses on a fastball. Lombardi Blue, strike one on Tony. It's Kenny Holtzman in the bullpen. Holtzman and Fingers working in the Oakland bullpen now. Now Blue delivers. It's a strike call. And Tony, letter high fastball. Strike two to count on him. Billy Martin yelling out to umpire Shylock from the corner of the dugout. Northrop, the man at first, trying to edge off a little bit. Mike Epstein holding on the bag with him. 2-1, the A's lead the Tigers in the seventh. There's a toss by Bida Blue to Epstein, and Northrop back in time. Two hits off Odom, one hit off Blue so far. Woody Freiman has allowed the Oakland team four hits. Now the set, strike two pitch coming up to Tony. He swings and fouls it upstairs. Still a strike two count on Tony Taylor. He'll be followed by Aurelio Rodriguez, and then the pitcher Fineman scheduled to bat after Rodriguez. Tigers got a run in the first. The A's tied it with one in the second. And the A's broke the tie with one in the fourth. There's been no scoring since then. 2-1 Oakland lead. You can hear the crowd in the background. Now time called. Northrop wants to check something with Haller, the first base coach. Frank Howard started coaching at first base. He was ejected from the game in the fourth inning by Johnny Rice. Strike two, the count on Tony Taylor. Here it comes. He takes the ball outside. Fastball from Bida Blue. What a season this has been, going right down to the final game, a one-run difference in the seventh inning. A's lead the Tigers 2-1. The 1-2 pitch to Taylor. He swings and fouls it away. That ball down to the dirt, back at the plate. Infield halfway up on Tony. Bando moved back now with the two strikes on him. And Epstein is holding on the bag with a runner at first base, Jim Northrup. The set by the left-hander, Vida Blue. He pitches. Tony Taylor swings a bounding ball to first. It's foul. Past Epstein, a foul ball. He dived for it. It got past his glove and rolled into the Oakland bullpen. That was sort of a skidding drive that Tony hit late, and it was fouled by a couple of feet. So take a deep breath and hang on. 2-1, the A's lead. Taylor out of the batter's box. You can hear the crowd in the background. Bida Blue checks his time with Gene Dennis's catcher. Northrop leads off the bag at first base. The pitch. Taylor swings a high foul out of play. He's hanging in there against this fireballer. Tony's swinging late on the fastball, but getting a piece of it. The big sigh. He picks up his sign from tennis. Taylor waiting at the plate on the 1-2 delivery. Here it comes. He swings and fouls it upstairs. Still a 1-2 count on him. Now, Bida's trying to get that fastball by for strike three. Tony's trying to time it, and he's spoiling it, but he's not getting all of it. A's lead 2-1 of the seventh. First is Northrop. There's one out for the Tigers. Tony Taylor waiting again on another 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. He takes the ball high. 2-2 on Tony the Tigers. Set by Bida Blue, the left-handed deal. Tony swings and fouls it out of play again. Upstairs to the right of the plate. Taylor testing his bat handle now. He may have chipped the handle of that bat. Now Barkley, the Tiger bat boy, brings him a new stick. Ken Holtzman and Rory Fingers, left-handed, right-handed, throwing in the bullpen for Oakland. The Tigers still have Hiller, their left-hander, and their right-hander Selbach working in their bullpen. 2-1, the A's lead, seventh inning. They've got out on Tony Taylor. Now by the Lou. Saddles his path for a moment, steps off, and wants to check a sign with Kenneth. Now the young left-hander into the set again. And he pitches. Taylor backs away, inside for ball three. Full count on Tony Taylor. The count on Tony, man on first, fourth of one away. He's edging off a little bit now. Epstein holding on the bag with him. He's set by Vida Blue. The pitch, Tony swings and misses. He struck him out. He gave him a battle, but Vida Blue finally got him on strike. It's the second strikeout by Vida, both in this inning. Two down, one on. The batter will be Aurelio Rodriguez. Aurelio has fly to right and bounced to shortstop. Such a two fly balls in right field is in the second inning off the bats of Rodriguez and Fryman. The Tigers mostly hitting the ball on the ground. They had a foul fly from Kaline to Rudy in the third, and everything else hit on the ground until the sixth inning when the freehand hit a short fly ball to Rudy. Other than that, the Tigers not getting the ball out of the infield. The Williams, the manager, comes out to talk to Odom to by the blue. Conference is over. Vida ready to go to work again. 2-1. The A's lead the Tigers. Blue up on the mound, ready to pitch to Aurelio. Northrop still at first base. He had a one-out single. Now the set by the Oakland left-hander. The pitch is cut on and missed. Strike one on Rodriguez. Took a big riffle of that one. On the next pitch, here it comes. He takes the curve outside. 1-1 on Rodriguez. Well, the Tiger is trying to get Northrop along. He's at first base, representing the tying run here in the seventh inning of this ball game. Two out. The outfield is straight up on Rodriguez. He steps out and then getting ready to get back in to face Vida Blue. Bida to the set position, Aurelio waiting. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it to the mid of tennis. One ball and two strikes. Woody Fryman waiting on deck, but Billy Martin has his bullpen busy. Hiller and Selbach heating up. Takes his time. Rodriguez steps out. He's taking his time, too. And ball two strikes to count on Aurelio. Crowd yelling for hit now. Here's the set by Vida. He pitches. Aurelio swings and misses. He struck out the side. A single by Northrop, and that's all. No run. Now, here is Hendrick, who scored the tie-breaking run after getting on the error by McAuliffe in the fourth inning. And then the next time the bat, he flied to right fielder Kaline. He replaced Jackson, who had scored the first run, on the front end of a double steal back of the second inning. But Jackson was hurt, pulled a hamstring muscle, and had to be taken from the game. Right-hand batting George Hendrick at the plate, one out. And George swings a tap, a hit over the mound, charged by Taylor. He has it, throw to Cash. Got him by a second and a half. And there are two up and two down in the Oakland eighth inning. Now let's pause briefly for station identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network.
WJR Detroit.
No commercial on this one, eh? Mandel will be the batter against Tiger left-hander Woody Freeman. Mandel with a fly to right, a sacrifice that set up the scoring of the tie-breaking run, but also a single. One for two for Sal. Right-hand batter cuts. It's a fly ball lifted into right center. K-line going back and over. He's there. Puts it away. The side was fired. 1-2-3. We go to the last half of the eighth inning. It is Oakland 2, Detroit 1. When you think about all the reasons why you buy a car, you have to think about Buick. Buick for 1973 is the car for all reasons. Now, maybe you're the person who's thinking about economy and dependability and comfort, but all in the same car. What do? You head over to Buick dealers and look at the new 1973 Buick. A cool and breezy day in Detroit. Oakland leading the Tigers 2-1. And Willie Horton coming up to bat now for Woody Freeman. Freeman, who pitched a very strong game, gave up two runs and four hits. But his teammates didn't give him any batting support, and he now is removed for the pinch hitter, Willie Horton. Bida Blue, the left-hander on the mound. Willie Horton at bat. 2-1, the A's lead, beginning the last half of the eighth inning. The pitch, he takes the fastball outside. A ball on the count on Will. Horton has been to bat nine times in this playoff series and does not have a hit. He'll be followed by McAuliffe, and then it'll be K-Line here in the eighth inning. Tigers trail by one, 2-1 behind Oakland. Mighty Blue winds good of his. Willie swings as a line drive to right field for hit. Alou fields the ball to his left, and Willie Horton leads off the eighth inning with a single. That is the fourth hit for the Tigers. They've all been singles. Three of them have been from leadoff batters. Now Dick McAuliffe ready to step in. Time called at the mound. Epstein goes over to drop to Vida Blue, the left-hander. Horton coming off the bases. We'll have a runner for him. Johnny Knox will run for Willie Horton. McAuliffe will be the batter against Vida Blue. Mando in close to third base. Epstein holding on the bag with Johnny Knox, the runner. Vida steps. McAuliffe squares, bunts the ball. Back to Blue. He steals it. For the second, they got the front man for the out. It's a force out. Maxwell covering the bag. Took the throw from the pitcher, Vida Blue, for the force out on John Knox. That means one on and one out, and the batter, Al Kaline. McAuliffe represents a tying run at first base here in the eighth inning. Oakland leads the Tigers 2-1. Kaline is struck out, foul to Rudy on a fly ball to left, bounce to shortstop. Vida Blue delivers. Al swings and fouls it off the basket to catch a tennis. Strike one, the count on K-Line. Waiting on deck is Duke Sims. Holtzman and Fingers working again in the bullpen for the A's. Blue ready to go to work. The left-hander goes to his set position. K-Line waits. Strike one pitch. He takes the ball outside. One and one on now. Dick McAuliffe safe at first on the force out. One man down in the eighth inning. The A's hold the margin. 2-1 over the Tigers. Now K-Line digging in to wait on the 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. He swings as a foul fly to right. On a check swing, he was trying to push the ball to right field and he hit down in the corner. Foul ball for strike two. Now Al stepping out of the batter's box and ready to get back in. A's two, Tigers one, eighth inning. Crowd yelling for runs. Here's a set, here's a pitch. He swings as a high fly ball, foul. back at third base. Bando is back there. Maxwell is there. Bando makes the catch. K-line's out on a foul fly to Bando back at third. Two out. Man on first base. Eighth inning. 2-1 the A's lead, and Duke Sims will be the batter. Sims has walked, struck out, and bounced to the first baseman Epstein. Well, the Tigers trying to get even to go ahead here in the eighth inning. They trail by one run margin. Now the Duke very carefully wiping off his glasses. Hendrick wrapped up in some toilet tissue out there. He's got the pick up that paper, and the ground crew is going to help him get rid of it. So Sims will be the batter now with two out and McCartiff at first base. That gives the batter blue a little time to loosen up here. We've had a delay in the game. Now, Williams is coming out of the dugout. Dick Williams, the manager of Oakland. And I think he's headed over to Johnny Rice at first base. The umpire station there. Probably Williams is saying, well, you're delaying the game now. My pitcher might get a little cooled off. Oh, anyway, John's talking to him. And Vida Blue, throwing a few tosses to his catcher, Tennis. And you can hear the crowd yelling for the Duke. Duke Sims ready to step in. A's 2, the Tigers 1. We're the eighth inning. McCullough at first base, and Epstein will hold on the bag with him. Here's Sims digging in now. Two men out. Bando, even with the bag at third. The pitch to Duke, swing, and a miss on a fastball in close. Strike one. After Sims, it'll be freehand. Sims has delivered some key hits since he joined the Tigers in the regular season and in the playoffs. Now the pitch. He takes the ball high. 1-1 on the Duke. Man on first is McCullough. They're two away. Each club with four hits. The A's lead by a run. 2-1. Well, it's been a tight duel all the way here in Detroit. Now the set. The pitch by Blue. He takes the ball outside. Blue tried for the outside corner. Didn't hit it. 2-1. The count on Duke Sims. To his set position on the mound, delivers. Sims swings as a pop-up back at short. Maxwell has an easy chance. He's under it. Makes the catch in the side, retired. Now the Tigers in the eighth. No runs. One hit, no errors. One man left. We go to the ninth inning in Detroit. The A's 2, the Tigers 1. Ah!
New Tiger pitcher going into the ninth inning will be the left-hander John Hiller. John taking over now to pitch to Mike Epstein. Woody Fireman pitched a very strong game that has to leave for the pinch hitter. And the Tigers couldn't get any runs for Woody. He went eight innings without two runs and four hits. He walked one and struck out three. Now John Hiller takes over on the mound. And Epstein will be the first man to face him. After Epstein, it'll be Tennis, and he'll be followed by Green. Little one, the A's lead. It's the ninth inning. Epstein's been hit by a pitch. He struck out and fired to right. That's his batting record against the starting pitcher, Woody Fireman. Odom, the starter for Oakland, Blue leads into the sixth. Here's a curve high to Mike. Ball runner, Epstein. Tennis waiting on deck. Cool and breezy in Detroit. Epstein, left-handed batter, digging in against the left-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. He takes the ball, though. 2-0 to count on Mike. is checking his sign with freehand. Here's a strike call. He took a fastball in the inside corner. 2-1 on that team. A's 2 runs, 4 hits, 4 errors. Tigers 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors. Well, the scoring coming early in the game. Epstein swings as a looping drive to center. North is digging hard. When he gets there, he makes the catch. Short fly to center, picked off by Northrop, retiring Epstein. And the batter will be Tennis, who has struck out single and fly to center. It was Tennis's single in the fourth inning that drove in the tie-breaking run. Scoring Hendricks in second base. Outfield straight away on the right-hand batting catcher, Gene Tennis. One out of the ninth inning. The pitch is a ball in too close. Tiller curved him. Ball one, the count. A's 2, Tigers 1 of the ninth. Green waiting on deck. Sherman and Feldbach in the Tiger bullpen. Fastball low from Hiller, 2-0. Tennis digging in again. He chose that bat just slightly. One out and nobody on the Oakland ninth inning. Slow curve finds the mark. The strike. Took his stride and then the ball floated over for a strike call. 2-1 the count on Tennis. Miller trying to hold him off and give the Tiger batters a shot at Oakland in the ninth inning. There's the ball outside from John. 3-1 now on the catcher. Tigers 1. It's the ninth inning in Detroit. Now the motion and the 3-1 delivery. Swing and a foul. That one came back and hit freehand. 3-2 the count on Tennis. Tigers scored their run in the first inning on a single by McCullough. A walk to Sims, a pass ball, and a bounce out by freehand. Oakland scored on a double steal with Jackson scoring in the second. They scored that run in the second without the benefit of a hit. And then in the fourth, an error by McCarter, a sacrifice by Bando, and a single by Tennis got the lead run home. Now the 3-2 pitch coming up to Gene Tennis. He takes a walk, ball four, in close on him. And that puts the man on with the man out, and will bring to bat Dick Green. Well, Hiller walks the man. He retired the first man he faced, walks the next one. And Green gets a little consultation with the third base coach, Herb Norton. Blue comes to the on-deck circle. Dick Green, right-handed batting second baseman up now. Tennis leading off at first. Green swings and fouls one up this way. It'll be out of play in the upper deck. One strike to count on him. Very quiet and silent crowd here right now. The A's holding that one-run margin, 2-1 in the ninth inning. Tennis edging off the bag at first base. Hiller checks his sign with Bill Freehand. The strike one pitch is due. Nope, he's going to throw to first. Gets back in time. Tennis is back safely. Tigers still keeping Selbach and Sherman throwing in their bullpen. So Green is stepped away and now back into the batter's box. Hiller to the set position and pitches. Here's a foul back of the plate in the dirt. Strike two, the count on Green. Now, neither one of the starting pitchers is still around. Fireman started for the Tigers. Hiller relieved him in the ninth inning. Odom began on the mound for the A's, and Blue took his place in the sixth inning. Strike two, the count on Green. A piece of paper down on the first base foul line. Mr. Shalak picked it up. Missed on the first pickup, but he got the second one. Strike two. That's the count on Green. Now the set by the left-handed hitter. Here's the pitch.
He swings a line drive. 12 down, one hop by Rodriguez. Go to Taylor. One. Go to Cash. Double play. And what a double play by Rodriguez. He not only took a base hit away from Green, he turned it into a double play. And the side retired in the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the last half tonight. The A's 2, the Tigers 1.
To commemorate.
This is it, the final three outs in the 1972 season, unless the Tigers can tie it. A's 2, the Tigers 1, last half the ninth inning. Freehand, Cash, and Northrup. Now the first three scheduled Tiger batters against the hard-throwing left-hander by the Blue. You can hear this capacity crowd here at Tiger Stadium. Joining the heroes on now. Freehand steps in. Bounce to short. Bounce to second. Fly to left. Fly to Blue. The left-hander delivers, and Bill takes the fastball outside. Ball one. The last half of the ninth inning on the way. Time called in right field. Some firecrackers exploding out there. I don't think too near the right field of Matty Alou, but in that general area. Big crowd yelling, we want a hit, as Freehand steps back in. The 1-0 pitch to Bill. He takes a strike. 1-1 the count. Action delivers. Freehand swings as a pop foul may be in play. Epstein and Tennis coming near the seats. Epstein there makes the catch in front of the dugout. And there's one down in the Tiger ninth inning. So now it's Stormer Norman Cash coming to bat against Vida Blue. Cash is fly to right, bounced to second, and struck out. Only time against Vida, he struck out. 2-1, the A's lead the Tigers in the final game of the playoff series. No scoring since the fourth inning. Mickey Stanley's come to the on-deck circle. Northrup due up next. So here's Cash waiting on the left-hander. He swings and taps the foul. Out of play. Back of the plate. Strike one, the count on Norman. One out, nobody on for the Tigers in the ninth inning. They trail by one, 2-1. Cash takes the ball outside. Breaking six right of the plate. 1-1 the count on Norm. Mida into action. There it is. Here's a foul out of play. Back of the plate. Swinging late on the fastball. Didn't get around on that one. 1-2 the count on Norm. Well, since Blue came in, he's allowed two hits, a single by Northrup, and a single by Willie Horton. Tigers got two hits off the starter, Blue Moon Odom. A's lead 2-1. Ninth inning. Ball 1-2 strikes on Cash. He steps away from the plate for a moment. The wind-up by Blue. The pitch is a ball outside. 2-2 the count on Cash. One out. Base is empty. Norman digging and waiting. Bider takes his drive. Now kicks and deals. Here's a base hit to center field. A line single to center by Cash. He's the tying run if the Tigers can push him home. A man on first and one man out, and Stanley will come up now. To bat for Jim Norton. Well, the Tigers taking it right down to the end here. They've got a man out and a man out of the ninth inning. They trail by a run, 2-1. And some toilet tissue thrown on the field. It'll have to be picked up by the ground crew, so that will delay the activities here for a while. Stanley coming up. He's been about five times in this series and had two hits.
paper now being removed from the field. Most of it over there on the warning track in center and right center. And Mickey Stanley turned it back. Mickey goes back to the on-deck circle, talks to Tony Taylor for a moment. You can hear the crowd in the background. Joe Negro is coming out to first base. He'll run for cash. Negro, the man at first base now, he represents the tying run. Now some debris thrown on the field and the activities have to be stopped again. Well, now we're about ready for action again. Mickey Stanley stepping in, a man out of the man on. That's Negro at first base. Side of blue, the left-hander ready to face Mickey. We come right down to the climax of the season, 1972. Set the pitch. Stanley takes the fastball high. Ball one. Epstein holding on the bag with Negro, the pinch runner for cash. Tigers trail open by a run. Ninth inning, 2-1. Blue delivers. Here's a bounding ball to short. Maxwell has it for the second. One, relay to first. It is not in time. The game is still alive. They missed the double play. Epstein is charging the umpire Rice. He thought he had the double play to end the season. Dick Williams coming out to try to calm down his first baseman. It is a force out at second base. Max Bell to green. The relay to Epstein. Not in time to nip Stanley for the double play. And the game and the season are still alive. Well, now Tony Taylor is the next scheduled batter. It was close at first base. Johnny Rice went palms down, indicating safe. Stanley representing the tying run, two out in the ninth inning. And Tony Taylor will be the batter. Well, there goes a youngster on the field. They'll have to get him off. And the police will accost this man. Tony Taylor will be the batter. Another spectator on the field, and he'll have to be removed. Williams coming out and circling to bite. I think he wants him to go ahead and pitch. A's lead the Tigers 2-1 in the ninth inning. Tigers have one out left in this season, and it's up to Tony Taylor against Vida Blue. Well, Tony about ready to step in. Struck out twice. The middle time at bat, he bounced to third. Mickey Stanley, the runner at first base. He batted for Northrop and hit into a fourth. So it's now all between Vida Blue and Tony Taylor. Here's a set by the left-hander. The pitch, he takes the ball outside. The ball one on Tony. Here's a tap foul out of the net of tennis. 1-1 the count on Tony Taylor.
ninth inning. Stanley at first base. Tony waiting. He takes the fastball outside and high. 2-1 from Vida Blue. A's 2, Tigers 1 in the ninth. Tigers need to get Stanley home to get this game deadlocked. Now Vida sets and pitches. Taylor bows it away to the screen. 2-2 to count on him. Outfield slightly around the right on Tony. He's the big man in the ball game right now. Just as big as Vida Blue, the left-hand pitcher. Now the set by Vida, the pitch. Swing and a foul out of play. Upstairs. It still goes on. 2-2 the count on Tony. Vida takes his time, keeps looking in the dugout. All the A's right up on top of the dugout, so are the Tigers. Stanley at first base, not getting much of a lead right now. Tony digging in to wait on a 2-2 delivery from Vida Blue. Here it is. He swings with a fly ball to center. Good in the game. Hendrick is there, makes the catch, and the A's win the pennant. In the ninth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one tap. And the final score, the A's 2, the Tigers 1.
You'll find even more than you're looking for when you trap the elevated road.
If you're in business, you know attracting customers is a must. So, advertise in the Yellow Pages. 94% of everybody uses their Yellow Pages. It's the best way to reach the most customers. Besides your name, address, and phone number, you can use Yellow Pages display ads to feature important buyer information, like which brand name products you sell and service, what days and hours you're open, whether or not you deliver, and which credit cards you honor. With a display ad in the Yellow Pages, your business is right at your customers' fingertips every day, 365 days a year. Contact your Yellow Pages representative. He's listed under Advertising Directory and Guide in your Yellow Pages.
You'll find even more than you're looking for when you travel the Yellow Pages road.
The Athletics are the American League champions of the 1972 season and move into the World Series against the Cincinnati Reds as the A's knock off the Tigers this afternoon 2-1. And so the Tigers did, the move into the World Series fails in the fifth final game of this best of five championship series between the Eastern Division title winners, the Tigers, and the best in the West, the Oakland Athletics. The Tigers got off to a 1-0 start this afternoon, and they picked up their lone run in the first inning on a single by McCullough. One out, Duke Sims drew a walk, and then a pass ball allowed McCullough to get to third base. And went freehand, bounced out to short. McCullough scored from third base, and the Tigers led 1-0. However, in the second inning, Reggie Jackson drew a walk. He stole second. Moved to third on the fly to right field. And after Epstein was hit by a pitch, Epstein and Jackson worked the double steal. And when the throw went down to second base, trying to get Epstein, Jackson scored from third to tie the ball game at 1-1. The A's went out in front with their decisive run in the fourth inning. With Henrik, his first time up, with a bouncer to short, McCullough got the ball, fired to first, but his throw pulled Cash off the bag. Mack charged with an error, and Henrik was safe at first. Bando laid down the sacrifice bunt, Henrik moving to second. After Epstein had struck out, Tennis, with his only hit of the series, came through with a line drive single to left field that scored Henrik with a go-ahead run, and it turned out to be the winning run. Oakland, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors, 6 left on base. The Tigers, 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors, 6 men left on base. And we'll check the pitching performances right after this message.
Hi, this is J.P. McCarthy, and there used to be a time when I felt kind of in control of the morning around here. Then, Billy Martin showed up.
What about Tom Heller?
Well, what about him?
Yeah, he hasn't seen much action lately.
I can only play so many guys.
Okay, don't get mad.
I'm just asking. Just tell you like it is.
Then I got a call from a disgruntled candidate for King of the Hobos.
I've been campaigning for the office of King, but I have been unsuccessful because they have a tendency to put in the same colors every third, fifth, seventh, ninth, 11th.
Now listen, it's educational. The show's a great place to learn a foreign language.
Yes, Papodini, sneaky.
And in this election year, don't forget to vote.
Hello, Captain. Hello, Captain. Hello, Captain. Hello, Captain. Hello, Captain. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and don't forget to listen. From 6:15 to 9 on WJR 760.
In the pitching department today, the A's using a pair of pitchers. The Tigers also going with two. It was Odom and Fryman making the start. And Odom working the first five innings. Gave up one run, allowed two hits. Walked two and struck out three. Vida Blue came along in the sixth inning. He worked four innings, gave up no runs, allowed three hits. Walked none and struck out three. Odom gets credit for the victory, with Vida Blue getting credit for a save. The Tigers started with Woody Fryman. Woody worked eight innings. Gave up two runs, allowed four hits, walked one, struck out three. Hiller in the ninth, working one full inning. Did not give up a run or a hit. Walked one and struck out none. And the loss goes to Woody Fryman. More on today's ball game and what's ahead right after this message.
Recreational vehicle owners, here's great news for you. A mobile waste destruction system has been developed for recreational vehicles that ends forever the concern for emptying your holding tank. It's called the Thermasan, spelled T-H-E-R-M-A-S-A-N, waste destruction system. Thermasan is sold coast to coast by RV manufacturers and installing dealers. Thermasan is a portable, modern, safe, pollution-free waste disposal plant for your recreational vehicle. It's activated by simply turning a switch on your dash. The Thermasan is so effective in destroying the contents of the holding tank, it has National Sanitation Foundation approval and meets federal emission standards. Thermasan has a complete booklet regarding road, woods, and water sanitary convenience, and it's yours free. Simply write Carefree Travel, WJR, Detroit. That's Carefree Travel, WJR, Detroit, Michigan, 48202.
In this final game for the Tigers for the 1972 season, our paid attendance at Tiger Stadium, 50,276. And in the three games played here at Tiger Stadium in the championship series, those three games drawing a total of 129,047 for all five games. The first two included in Oakland, the total for the series at attendance 189,967. And so the Oakland Athletics move on to Cincinnati, and they are scheduled to probably get out of Metropolitan Airport around 6 o'clock tonight, head for Riverfront Stadium where they work out tomorrow, and represent the American League against the Cincinnati Reds in the World Series that will get underway on Saturday. For the Detroit Tigers, enough cannot be said. A team that's been referred to as the Geritol set, the slow men, the old men, who battled back many times during the regular season to stay in the race, fought back from behind the last couple of weeks, and finally had the showdown series with the Boston Red Sox and knocked the Sox off a couple of games to gain the Eastern Division title. Then down two games in this series, came back to Detroit and fought it to even terms to two games apiece before they decided this afternoon, only to see it, they lost out by a final score of 2-1 with the A's taking the victory. So it's an end of a 1972 broadcast season from our booth this year. It's been a pleasure again to be associated with WJR, our key station on the Tiger Network. Also to our loyal Tiger Network stations throughout the state of Michigan, to all of the workers along the line, to all of our sponsors, and to you, especially our fans, for tuning us in. Thank you so much. Now for the final time of 1972 on our Tiger broadcast, this is Ray Lay speaking for Ernie Harwell, Howard Stitzel, and our engineer today, George Firestein, saying so long until 1973. Have a nice fall. Have a nice winter. Once again, the final score of the fifth and final game of the American League Championship Series from Tiger Stadium, the Oakland Athletics 2, the Detroit Tigers 1. Thank you.